You can try this for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and see how long you last. 25 years, 30 years, see how long you last. Go against try this and see if you make it. You probably won't make it. They'll take you out, probably. Go against, so I'm gonna make a long list. It's not exhaustive, it's just stuff that can come to my mind as I'm driving. Go against the Freemasons, see what happens. The Jesuits, go against the witches. Go against the works-based system. Go against the fraternities, the sororities. Go against the people who say you have to be baptized. Go against the legalistic Baptists. Go against the traditional Methodists and the emotional Pentecostals, you know, that teach you can lose your salvation. Go against the ones that say, oh, you can lose your salvation. Go against those, see what happens. Go against Jezebel. Go against narcissism. Go against the fake medical system. Go against the system in general. Go against the fake money. The printed money that's printed out of thin air that devalues your dollar, which causes inflation. Go against that. Go against the dead corporate system that's just creating cults. The dead corpse. The cult. The cult movement. Go against the cult. The dead corpse. That's why C-O-R-P is a dead corpse. Trying to be alive. They made a law to make the corporations a living entity. You can incorporate and it can become a creature with legal rights. So if they made the corporation that don't even exist a legal entity, don't you think they're going to do that with robots? If the corporation is not even a robot, it's a legal entity, it's a fictitious entity, it's not even real. Go against that. Go against any industry, the food industry, the chemtrails, the carbon tax. Go against that and see what happens. Now, AT&T just signed up to pay a carbon tax. They want to get rid of all carbon. What's the human made of? Carbon. This exchange between the plants and the human has gone on for eons, and they want to get rid of that. Go against Bill Gates. Go against Buffett. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. He's trying to buffet you. Gates is a gatekeeper. Go against Rockefeller, fellow rock. Rothschild, child of wrath. Decode the language and see what happens. Then they really gonna come on you like white on rice. You won't make, most people won't make it. Most people can't make it. They're gonna, if you go against everything that's wrong, and you just expose it for what it really is. Go against Hollywood. Go against the movies. Go against the time. Go against linear time. Every day's the same. Every day repeats. Nothing new under the sun. Go against time and see who attacks you. I promise you, I double, triple dare you to go against any of what I said and see what happens. You won't make it. If they can't find something on you, they'll make something up. And you'll be like, what? Go against Women's Lib. Go against Jezebel. Go against the feminist movement. You will be attacked then. Go against the Book of Enoch. Uh-oh. They got to come after you on that one too. If you stand on the word and faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, all the systems, all the little agencies, and all the cults and isms and offshoots, go against the gurus, go against the new age, show how the new age movement is a big fat lie. Genesis 3, repeat. The new age movement is just trying to hijack true spirituality. Support the Bible alone, support faith alone, and see what happens. Just stand on faith alone and the Bible alone. And see what happens. Try it for 30 years. See if you're still breathing after 30 years. See if you're still standing. Probably won't be standing. Go against the Democrats, the demon rats. Go against that and see what happens. Go against Ford Motor Company giving out bad transmissions. See what happens. Go against Wells Fargo's always, every 5 years, they're doing some kind of insanity. They're lying to their people. Go against CVS trying to pull people into $5 a month without them even knowing it. Hello? Go against the hearts deceitfully wicked. In other words, go against the evil heart. Where they say everybody's got a good heart when the Bible says everybody's got an evil heart. So I guess I should say it this way. Go against the good heart. You have a good heart movement. They have a good heart. Oh, they have a great heart. They're a good person. Go against that movement. They're a great person. There's none good, no, not one. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Yeah, go against the movement. It's just follow your heart. Go against that. Go against the movement that says follow your own truth. Follow your own truth. Yeah, whatever. Just follow your truth. I don't think so. If they can't find something in your life, they'll make something up. And it'll be so bizarre and they'll make it so convincing it just shocks, it boggles the mind that people even believe it. It's like an Illuminati, go against the Illuminati and see what happens. It's an Illuminati system. Go against the military industrial complex and they'll come after you with everything, every full force. You know, it's like going against North Korea. See, it's a system, people. It's a painted face system. And they have to keep it afloat with lies. The whole system's lies. That one preacher out in California, I forget his name. I don't agree with everything he says, but he did say this, I do agree with. He said if the system started working in truth, it would collapse. The whole system would collapse if everybody started speaking the truth. Everybody. Go against Trump. He's the one that printed the $2 trillion. He's a narcissist. But everybody loves him. He says he loves America. Well, why did he support the you know what? Why did he do fast track? Why did he do an inflation trick on you, then you don't even understand. You don't even understand. The more money they print, the more they devalue the dollar, and the more the prices go up. If you print $2 trillion out of thin air, why do you think they're trying to bring people into the in the economy? They want to. Why do you think they're importing people so fast? Because they want to reduce the $2 trillion that Trump printed. They're all working together, Trump and Biden, and behind the scenes, they're all working together. Trump says, I didn't know who these people were. They lied to me. I was new to the political scene. I didn't know who my enemies were. So they're smarter than you, huh? They pulled a fast one on you. Why didn't Trump fire Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake? Why didn't he fire him? I'd have fired him on the spot. Where's he at now? And half of what we're told, he could have been just the fall guy. He could have agreed to say, yeah, I'll be the fall guy. And he could have got promised trillions, billions, or whatever. Go against the smoking industry. Go against the alcohol industry. See what happens. You can't. You won't make it. You won't make it. Say wives obey your husbands. See how long you last. That definitely will run everybody off. Why do you think the preachers don't talk about it? Because that's 90% of their church gives the tithe, because they don't say that. Jezebel controls the local church. Jezebel controls the local church. Let me say it again. Jezebel controls the local church. Ahab's in the church. Ahab is in the church. Ahab is in the pulpit. Why won't they say, wives obey your husbands? Why? None of them will say it. None of them. Ahab is in the church. Ahab is in the church. Ahab is in the pulpit. Ahab is in the home. Start speaking like that and see if your wife don't leave. See if she don't start making stuff up and leaving and going across the street to the neighbors and gossiping back. She's setting you up, right? Once you stand on the truth, the ultimate truth, what she's going to do is start scheming and planning for 2 years in advance how she's going to get out. Say she loves you, but she's back behind your back. She's talking about you and defaming you to your family, to your neighbors, to everybody, and making stuff up, trying to create an argument, trying to get you to go to jail, trying to push you to the limit, you know. Seriously. Even when you're a peaceful person, it doesn't matter how good your heart is, which everybody's got an evil heart, but your heart motive. It doesn't matter if you have a good heart motive to renew your heart, to live right, they're going to come after you. Who's going to believe her the most? The in-laws? The outlaws? Do that for 30 years. Stand on what's truth for 30 years and see if you're standing after 30 years. Let's see the last man standing. And most of the ones who are believing the lies against you, they're the ones who are the Ahabs. They are the Jezebels. They're the compromisers.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's.
Last man standing. Imagine being Noah and the whole world was against you. It's going to be a flood. It's going to be a rapture. There's going to be a rapture. Imagine being John the Baptist and the king's daughter-in-law made up stuff to cut his head off. Imagine being Elijah and Ahab says, "Are you the one that's causing trouble in Israel?" And I had that on the job about 10 years ago. Somebody was doing wrong and trying to manipulate. And I said something. "Are you the one?" "No, you're the one." "No, you're the one causing trouble. I'm trying to do right. You're the one causing trouble." Bring somebody in to train them, but they want to blame you. Because they don't have a lick of sense, and they won't blame you for not training them. You've trained 20 people and they were fine, but this one comes in and wants to blame you because they're stupid or dumb or ignorant, and they are lazy is what it comes down to. They'll blame you because they didn't get trained.
when it was them, when it was their attitude, when they were, it was their core. Lazy. Wanting somebody to do it for them. Jumping around like the Mario program, just jumping around from here to here. No steady mind. Their mind is so jumbled up. It's not even funny. Found out RJR's changed their name in Winston-Salem, and they're still selling cigarettes, and they're still selling vapes. Go against the vape industry. Go against the sugar industry. See how long you last. The fact that they censor you tells you that you're saying something that they don't want to hear. Why would you censor somebody? And now they're going to turn around and say, well, you censor us. We're trying to tell you about other books besides the Bible. Yeah, we censor you because we have the truth. The saints have the truth, and you guys are nothing but liars. Why would we not censor you on our websites and channels and all that? Because you're a liar. When they censor the truth, that's what I'm talking about. When they censor the truth that Jesus alone saves, that man is born in sin, that mankind is a sinner, and if you don't run to Jesus, you're going to burn in hell forever. While you talk about hell, they're going to censor you, you know. They're going to mock you. They might not be able to censor that, but they're going to mock you. And that's a form of, mocking is a form of censorship, because the average Joe would believe any lie out there. What happens when Joe Rogan gets saved? Is he going to stand against every system? I don't think so. He has too many friends in higher places. They all compromise. The truth will set you free. The righteous are as bold as a lion. In Christ, you're righteous alone. In Christ alone.